Even as the European Central Bank, or ECB, halts stimulus, it looks as if the economy needs revving up again. In December, the bank said it would stop expanding its 2.6 trillion euro, that's $3 trillion, bond-buying scheme. But on the same day, it trimmed its forecasts of economic growth and warned that the balance of risks is moving to the downside. Its warnings have now materialized. Several measures of economic activity in the eurozone have disappointed in recent weeks. The much-touted euro boom that began in 2017 has run its course. The slowdown was first thought to be temporary. At the start of 2018, sluggish growth in Germany, the bloc's largest economy, was blamed on one-off factors ranging from an outbreak of flu to labour disputes and the timing of national holidays. Weak third-quarter data was chalked up to bottlenecks in the car industry, which had to meet new emission standards for diesel engines. In the fourth quarter, the populist Gilets Jaunes protests in France dealt growth another temporary blow. The demonstrations are expected to have lowered output in the eurozone's second-largest economy by 0.1%. But recent figures suggest the economic slowdown is broad-based. There is more going on than the one-offs that have continually plagued the eurozone economy, says Bert Colline, an economist at ING, a bank. It's not country or sector-specific anymore. The weakness is widespread, says Felix Hufner of UBS, another bank. On January 4th, IHS Market, a data provider, said that in December its Eurozone Purchasing Managers Index, or PMI, a closely watched gauge of economic activity, fell to a four-year low. PMIs declined in the zone's four largest economies, Germany, France, Italy and Spain. Figures released on January 14th revealed that Eurozone industrial production fell by 3.3% year-on-year in November. That is its largest annual decline in 6 years.